I am. Okay, the Bunker film story. I've known Lincoln and Lisa for a little while. I first bumped into Lincoln in a project at Brittlesford Farm where he designed a cultural heritage centre, and I'd made a film for the opening and to sort of tell the narrative of the farm that ran inside. And we also did portraits of him for Portrait of an Island, which was a Julia Margaret Cameron bicentenary piece about people on the Isle of Wight, and also shot his wife Lisa for that same shoot, so knew them through them. Lincoln approached me to, because he loved the film that I did for the farm, to sort of document the build of the bunker. And Lisa's designs are sort of integral to the design of the bunker in the stairs and the sort of the way the fascia is cut. And I photographed her work inside the bunker for her, because that's where it's pertained to. And when I was shooting that, we were shooting it on a turntable, so I utilized some long exposure time lapse and shot it as it spun on the turntable, as well as the still frames I did for her. And I then sort of manipulated and mirrored them, and they're the sort of ongoing strand of design, thought, and aesthetic that runs through the building, runs through the film. They are all still frames. They're all sort of long exposures. I think the shortest exposure is probably a second. To achieve that, I have to put dark filters on the lens on bright days, and that gives the blur on any movement. It also, in a way, expresses the time of the piece, which seems to be a thread through a lot of my work. In that it's from the past to now, and it has been a derelict since World War II. And I, with the film, I sort of tried to mirror and bring in both the aesthetic that Lisa brought to the building, and when I spoke to Lincoln about the build itself, what he did was take the cubic area of the bunker and then abstract that into the cantilevered house that comes out the side. So it's the same area in a sort of balance, and so that's what I tried to do with the film, was take the building and abstract that in by splitting it into two so they were balanced halves. Yeah, I think that's it. I'm going to check this recording because it looks really quiet. Hopefully it's okay. All right. Cheers. Bye-bye.